Life Essentials, Communication by Maria Fontaine.
Besides Jesus, who makes everything better when he is a part of our lives, there is a very important element that permeates pretty much everything we do. Communication. It is one of our greatest challenges to understand what others are communicating to us, and to help others understand what we are trying to convey to them. This essential medium comes in many forms. We communicate through body language, which includes such things as a wink, a nod, our facial expressions, and the positioning of our bodies. There's also speech, reading, writing, sign language, and many different things that encourage, instruct, or warn people. We communicate through the tone of our voice, our choice of words, or even our lack of speech. We also communicate through our actions. We also communicate through prayer or hearing the Lord's voice whispering in our hearts. While our communication with God doesn't usually involve many of the more visible forms of communication, He does speak to us through His Word, coupled with the Holy Spirit, or through His still small voice in our hearts. He also communicates with us through His creation, and many touches of His love through others that can help us to comprehend His love for us. Science has found that we communicate in ways that our conscious mind may not be aware of. This type of communication is beginning to be more recognized because equipment exists that can detect it. Our brains are wired to both project and receive such communications, but our conscious minds may only vaguely sense them or may not pick them up at all, especially when we are preoccupied with other things. Many people have experienced what some call premonitions or intuition or gut feelings that communicate messages to us or seem to nudge us to do things that we can't give a logical reason for doing. They just feel right. We use these many forms of communication in our interactions with others, such as business transactions, simple greetings to strangers on the street, acts of politeness that communicate respect and acknowledgement of the value of another person, friendships, casual and more long-term, and deep lifelong relationships with a spouse or other relatives that grow and develop, sometimes over many decades. When we fail to remain engaged and committed to meaningful communication, our relationships with others begin to falter, become confusing, grow familiar, or can even fade away. Words are one of our most common forms of communication, but we cannot always rely on words alone to understand what is being communicated. In today's world, communication has become increasingly complex and less likely to be done in person. We use many different mediums for communication, such as email, social media, phone, text, chat, or online meetings, etc. Often, we can find ourselves attempting to decipher the meaning of the other person's quick email or text, or wondering if there is a deeper meaning when we can't see the person's face or body language, or look in their eyes to better understand their intent. This can sometimes lead to us reading things into what others say that may be slightly inaccurate or completely wrong. We assume that we understand someone's intent, but sadly, the limited personal interactions can cause us to misunderstand what they are trying to express. Someone recently told me that they believe one of the most wonderful things about heaven will be to be able to fully understand each other's thoughts and feelings. The Bible indicates that nothing will be hidden in heaven, and we will fully understand others and be fully understood. Understanding and being understood is a powerful manifestation of the Lord's love for us. In hard times, it can be tremendously comforting to remember that Jesus understands us completely. He knows us and loves us just as we are. We sometimes think Jesus is going to love us more because we are trying to do all the right things. The truth is that He loves us just as we are. As we grow in our confidence in His tremendous love, it motivates us to do what we can to please Him. Learning to communicate effectively with one another is crucial to relationships, and it's not something we learn quickly. It can take a lifetime of practice and trial and error, and we all need to have patience with each other as we grow in our sincere, heartfelt desire to understand and support one another. Years ago, I had a secretary who had an especially difficult time communicating things in a way that others understood clearly. Later, this person said that what had really clicked for them and helped them to improve their communication skills was something the Lord had inspired me to tell them. I'd said, "If you want to truly communicate with others, it's not enough that you use words that express to you what you want to communicate. You have to think in terms of the other person's perspective. You need to strive to find the words that will enable those you are communicating with to clearly grasp what you want to communicate." That may sound obvious, but it can be a challenge because it requires understanding the other person, which takes time, effort, and the humility to ask questions and listen. What a word or concept might mean to one person, based on their personality, past experiences, culture, relationship with Jesus, etc., can be very different from what it means to you. We all have a variety of relationships where we need to develop the art of communication. I think marriage provides a very clear example of how important communication is. We can read books and articles that explain in general terms what someone is like because he or she is a male or a female. Based on that, there is further explanation about how they may generally think and feel, and therefore it's advisable to treat them in this way or that way. But we know there is no standard or rule that fits every man or woman. There are some tendencies that may be more prominent among men or among women, but we know that everyone needs to be loved and valued, and the innate need for connection with God's Spirit is present in all people. We can only get to know others when we take the time to see beneath the surface. To do that, we have to develop trust and openness. A big part of that is learning to have mutual respect. To have effective communication, we need to see others without preconceived opinions. There is no substitute for investing the time to listen to and learn more about anyone with whom you want to build a meaningful connection. Good communication takes time. The communication principles that make a good marriage relationship are fundamentally the same as those that build lasting friendships, effective working relationships, and even forge new relationships. Connection with others shapes our lives and theirs. Lack of connection with others, on the other hand, is often a major factor in mental illness, anger issues, violent behavior, depression, substance abuse, and so many ills that are happening in epidemic proportions today. Communication takes time, and we need to be patient and persevere. Human nature often wants everything over and done with, so that we can enjoy the benefits as quickly as possible. Yet so many times, especially with communication, there aren't quick fixes. We have to persevere. It may take a concerted effort to remember the value that open and honest communication can bring to our lives. Sometimes I get frustrated with some of these long-term growth processes, like communication. I'm tempted to think, why couldn't I just get the hang of it from the beginning? Why can't I just do the right things and get the point and move on to other more important things? However, like so many things in life, it's a process that takes time to develop. Learning to provide that time for others is part of how we can love them, respect them, and in turn, be much more effective in our work and relationships. Life is an adventure of learning. We need to mature, and that takes thinking more about others than ourselves, in order to discover the great joy, satisfaction, and contentment that comes from loving others. The core skills of communicating can be developed through experience or through other methods, such as books, classes, and mentoring. But it's important to remember that even the most skilled person still has to consider what 1 Corinthians 13 expresses. Without the Lord's love being the motivation, all those skills fall far short of their most important potential to exemplify the love of God to a world in need of hope, and to provide a reminder of what will continue long after this temporal world has fallen into dust. Communicating effectively is a very valuable tool to have. Let's use it to the full to benefit as many as we can.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.